this is the best stuff. You fix it. I'm not talking until you fix it.
It's fixed.
So it's not going to peak again?
Nope. I don't know when it did. I don't remember. I don't remember it getting like...
Okay, anyway. What I was saying was that when you're not... When you are a woman of color, specifically me, I'm Dominican.
Yeah.
I'm a light-skinned Dominican. There are dark-skinned Dominicans. There are light-skinned Dominicans.
Right.
I am light-skinned and I am Dominican.
Right.
And... But I'm not supposed to be as pale as I am. When I was in DR, I would have never worried about no mustache on top of my lip. Wouldn't ever worry about a little 5 o'clock shadow on top of my lip. Never none of that. Because the reason is...
You have that shit right now?
Yeah, you don't see it? Look at the shadow. I got hairs on hairs on hairs right now. I got to go this week before the weekend.
You don't have to really look. I don't really see
it. No, but you know niggas be looking. So... In DR, you are naturally getting the sun that you are meant to be getting. I am not meant to be this skin color. Like, and when you're in DR, you're in your homeland. You're in the sun. You're where, like, our skin was meant for the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you're tan and when your skin is darker, that dark hair that women of color tend to have and women of color tend to be hairy, it's just like... It's just all in your face. Claws coming out. It's growing like this. Yeah. So you could just see it more. Even your eyebrows, dude. When my eyebrows aren't done in February and I'm looking pasty as hell, in comparison to like if I didn't have them done in August when I am golden.
Pasties are nasty ass.
I am golden and brown and glowing. Who looks at the eyebrows? You could barely see it because the hair kind of like blends in with the skin. Like, it's not just out there.
All right.
So, oh, what I was saying was, when I was 15, it was about to be my quince. My mom was like, oh, the night before, she's like, come here. She puts this thing on. She puts this thing
on. She says, come here.
Listen. I'm like, what's she about to do? You know, she had just finished like plucking my eyebrows a little bit for the first time. I was 15, my little quince, quinceañera. And
oh my god!
It wasn't like a all out quinceañera. It was like a low key quinceañera.
Okay.
And she still got me a nice little poofy dress, cause you know. So, but it was a poofy dress to go to church, and then we had a barbecue at my crib.
Boom,
how
bang,
real
bang.
Is that? Bang bang, bang. Have a nice dream.
Have a nice dream, nigga.
So
dream.
Anyway,
have a nice dream.
Listen. Bang bang, have a nice
bang,
dream.
Bang, nigga, hit that Listen. Nigga like bang, nigga.
Listen, so she's like, come here, ven acá, mija, ven acá. I go, and she like, she got, she's like, shh, 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 like crushing something and like with some paste and like
God.
Making a mixture. I'm like, what is she about to do?
Okay.
And she puts this, she's like, come here, don't move your lips.
No.
I'm like, what? She puts it on top of my upper lip, bro. That shit smells, it smelled like I was sniffing. I was sniffing Ajax, my nigga. I was dying.
How old were you?
And I was 15. Bro.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what is this? And she was like, oh, it's going to, you know,
sniffing
make you look
Ajax.
Good.
That's not good. What the? Ajax is powdered. Was the powder going in your nose?
No, it was like a powder that they
made. Oh, it was like a paste.
Paste. And it's a paste that she put on top of my lip.
Like a wax.
And I'm like, ma, yeah. I'm like, ma, oh my God, this is smelling. And then 3 minutes into it, it started stinging. She's like, that's because you're dehydrated. You don't drink enough water. Da, 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 da. I'm like, oh my God, can you take this off of my upper lip, bro?
Oh,
jeez, dude.
Oh my God.
It peaked?
Nope.
Okay.
Ooh, by
it
like,
did.
No, by like a little bit.
Okay, listen. I'm almost
by like this much.
So then I'm like, yo, it's burning. I'ma break out the day before my quince, and I'ma look like I have herpes, bro. So then my mom was like, okay, babe, mama quita todo, like let's take it off, whatever. She takes it off. I look in the mirror, my nigga. I was a boss ass bitch with no mustache. I didn't even know I had a mustache. and she took it. I was just like, bro. And then I looked closer in the mirror. The hairs on top of my lip were blonde.
Oh my God. So it didn't remove it, it dyed it.
Bro, it bleached the hair to make it lighter so that it blends with your skin and you don't see the mustache, bro. Can you believe Dominicans be doing this? But you really gotta, like, this is some old school.
So the paste wasn't like a...
Old school. Not all Dominicans that might be listening to this will know that this was a thing. This was a thing.
I'm thinking it's like a strip. Waxing.
It was like, it's a paste. It's like toothpaste, bro. You put it on top of your upper lip, and it was a wrap. And I looked at myself. I was like, I look like an idiot. But I look like a sexy ass little...
With a blonde mustache. What the fuck? Were you Ric Flair?
I had a blonde mustache.
You're Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but the thing is that a couple times after that, I was like, Ma, can you do that thing again with the...
Oh, so you asked for it again. Wow. Did you grow it out longer and have like a legit blonde mustache?
I don't know. I didn't stop. But yeah, and then I discovered, I still don't do waxing because I'm just scared of that. Like, I'm not going to sit here and wax my upper lip, bro. And God forbid.
Yikes.
Oh, hell
no. Start bleeding?
Hell no. And then you look like you got hurt. Anybody has the slightest bump on their lip, you got herpes.
Yeah, you got the, what they call that? What's that comedian call it? You got the bump bump. That's what he called it, the bump bump.
Yo, anybody got, even if it's like your cat scratched you by accident, and I saw the cat scratch you by accident, and the next day you have a little bump on your lip from the cat scratch, bro. No, listen. I will still say that shit is herpes, and I will look at you in disgust if you have any type of shit on your upper lip.
You missing all the events. Yeah, it's better stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Go nowhere.
No, ain't nobody going out with no herpes. So have I ever waxed my upper lip? Hell to the no. But what I do now, I don't bleach it no more. I'm not walking around with a blonde mustache.
Nigga.
But listen. But what I do is I get this little Sally Hansen.
Don't even tell me.
Listen to me.
That you do like a variation of it.
It's like, it's no wool. It doesn't turn a different color. I remove the hair now. It's not as... It's like basically...
You're still blonde it just to go back in time.
No. I it's like a Nair for your face. Like Nair, like it's like a lotion that just takes off the hair. I put it on my upper lip, but it's meant for the face. It's like a face Nair. You put it there, leave it 10 minutes, wipe it right off, no hairs.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, have a nice drink.
Have a nice drink, nigga.
Have a nice drink. That's it.
Bang, bang, hit that nigga like bang, nigga.
That's it.
That's it? That's it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And cut.